Do we have Dr. Dingman with us, Mike?
Well, yes, we do.
Oh, dear. He's going to tell
we
us the
do.
Truth. Oh, dear. Now, Dr. Dingman, I know that you always hear us talking about the Lou Malnati's pizzas that we generously receive from Lou's and hand them out to our listeners. Just so you know, tonight I am away from the studio and not enjoying the amazing food. So I feel your pain now when you call into the show and everyone's enjoying some tasty treats.
Yeah, every week you're giving away pizzas to people, and I never get one. I don't get a MyPillow. I don't get a pizza. I could be living in a cardboard box at the side of the freeway for all you know.
Well, I get to find out because you're coming into Chicago, I believe. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to make an appearance together in July. Is this something
I would love to do that, Patty? That I have not been in Chicago in quite some time, and I feel that people need me and miss me there.
You know who needs you? I think the Chicago Cubs need you. It's a little bit of a rocky season. I would love to take you to Wrigley. That would be a blast hanging out with you at Wrigley.
Would you also give me pizza?
Yes, of course. Well, that's a given. I mean, that's easy peasy. Going to a Cubs game is a little bit more of a, you know, got to figure out how to make that work. But yes,
I
definitely
see.
The MyPillow might be a little bit more of a struggle. I have to put it in order for that.
Believe me, I would. I've never been they play at the Wrigley Field, right? That's a historical place. I've never been there. I would love to go and see what all the hoopla's about.
Let's all do all of that stuff. Oh, my God, yes. Of course we'd take you somewhere with some great music. You're our iTunes psychic. You're our music psychic. You listen to music, and you can see what's going on. Now, when you are at some place where there's great music, can you see how it's affecting when people respond to music? Can you read them without even talking to them because you see how the music affects them?
I can. As a matter of fact, Patty, I often wonder, if you were in a helicopter or a drone and flew over a large music festival like Lollapalooza or Taste of Chicago or something and didn't understand what human beings were, all you would see is vibration, a.k.a. sound, and people moving in rhythm to it. And you see, it's like the dog magnets, you know, that would repel and attract each other. The vibration of music affects everyone differently, but it does affect everyone. And it harmonizes the brain. It changes the alpha waves to delta waves in the brain. It has a profound effect on people that I think most people aren't consciously aware of. But at a concert, the songs are not random. They're placed in a particular order by the band. Otherwise, everyone there would have the same future. What works is when people call into your program, they tell me the last three songs that they've randomly heard, and then that's individual. And that allows me to see into their future and into their past in many cases. We've talked to people with past lives as wolves and
yes.
A woman was a snake charmer at a school funhouse one week, as I recall.
Yeah, no, it's been astounding, and beyond that, I think that you really there is so much people are willing to share with you. There's an insight that I think that is particularly precise. There's a wonderfulness to the way you are helping people in the middle of the night, whether it's soothe some anxieties or find a way forward wherever they are in their lives. It's really I've been so grateful to share these moments with you, and I would encourage our listeners who are curious. Maybe you've heard Dr. Dingman before and you're not really quite sure. Tonight's the night. Give us a call at 312-981-7200. Dr. Dingman's going to hang on the line with us because we do have to go to news again. 312-981-7200 for a reading from Dr. Dingman. He will take a look into what's going on in your reality right now. Is there a better way to explain it, Dr. Dingman?
You know what? That's an excellent way to explain it. Music, it reveals, pulls back the curtain to reveal what's happening not only in your reality now, but in your past and in your future reality. And in past lives, everyone in reality has had many lives. And music is the key, at least for me, to be able to see those things and bring them into focus for people.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that gift with our listeners. 312-981-7200 at Dingman's hanging out with us pretty late. Well, I can't read your mind, but Dr. Dingman can take a peek into your reality. We're on the line with Dr. Dingman. Dr. Lars Dingman, the world-renowned iTunes psychic. I am broadcasting from our studios in Springfield, Illinois, and it's hard for me to sometimes make sure that we get callers on the line when I'm out of studio. And I realized just now, Dr. Dingman, that I want our listeners to call in 312-981-7200, and you can get a reading from Dr. Dingman. This is a rare opportunity. I mean, it's every week, but it's not that easy to get a personal reading from him, you know, when you think about it. We also, we really haven't had the chance to get a reading for our very own Mike Heidemann. Dr. Dingman, would you mind doing a reading for our producer tonight? Hello?
I'd be the one to have to put him on air. Okay, that makes sense.
So, Mike, all you have to do is tell me the last three songs that you randomly heard, and I will be able to predict your future.
I love that.
Can I just start this off with, this is one of my favorite segments, and I am so happy to be a part of it right now for tonight.
Yay!
All right, so
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Thank you. Okay, so Dr. Dingman, here's my three songs. You know, I listen to a lot of music, whether it be on the show or on my run. So I did my running playlist, the songs that I listen to outside of the studio. We have Guilty Pleasure by this band Copra Starship. And then we have the song Eponine by Ozma. And The Way by Fastball.
Okay, so you've got The Way.
Yes.
Eponine and Guilty Pleasures.
Yes, that is correct.
All right, Mike, it sounds like you've got a secret. There's something going on in your life that you are very well aware of, but those around you are not, and you feel dirty and secretive about it. That's the way you're going about it. Is there something I'm seeing in your professional life that is you're doing that you don't want people to know?
I'm racking my brain right now. It's nothing.
I'm uncomfortable with this question.
Not that you would actually say it on the radio where you work, but I'm sensing that is it a romantic? Are you seeing someone in secret romantically?
Mm. Oh, you know,
I'm not listening. La 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 la. Okay, go ahead.
Not a secret anymore. I just broke up with a girl, though. Yeah, so that was the most recent of news. It was mutual. It was a mutual breakup. Let me just add that real quick.
Yeah, right. People always say that when it's not. Perhaps what it was the disillusionment was a secret to you until of the breakup.
That could be the case. I mean, maybe she had this whole plan, planned all along, and it just kind of, built up until I actually found out about it. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Well, song, The Way. It's all about prescribing, you know, the things that happen in a certain way and in life, and the guilty pleasures. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that there are forces at work. Perhaps you're not consciously hiding them. Perhaps they're hidden from you. That are conspiring to Eponine make things dark in your life.
To Eponine?
Yes, that's what I'm seeing. There's something going on behind the curtain. What I'm seeing, what I do, I get these song titles in my mind.
Yeah.
And then I see movies play. And what I'm seeing is a big red theater curtain crashing down on the stage of your life. And behind the curtain, there's all kinds of hijinks going on, and you're out in front of the curtain trying to entertain and trying to work, but there's all kinds of BS going on behind that you're not aware of, and it's detrimental to what you're trying to do in public. Have you been recently surprised with bad news or something that you thought was going to happen didn't happen the way you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, okay, I can relate to that a little bit, because it always seems like I'm trying to, you know, do something bigger than what I guess I can handle. So there's always a lot of moving parts, and I often get, you know, upset if something doesn't go my way, whether it be big or small. The small things actually bother me more than the bigger things sometimes. So this is kind of hitting pretty well with me right now.
Yeah, I think what the universe is trying to tell you, Mike, is that you can't be discouraged by this. This is to one extent or another, the way life can be. And what you're proving to yourself is that you take these slings and arrows and you don't quit. You keep coming back. and it shows your resilience, and it shows that you're focused on what you want and what you want to accomplish. And all these nefarious characters working behind the scenes, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. to bring you down, I'm not having the desired effect. You're being hampered and crippled in your effectiveness in certain small ways, but you're not letting it stop you. And I think this is the universe reaching out to pat you on the back and say, stay strong. Don't give in and keep doing what you're doing.
All right. I like that a lot, Dr. Dingman. That's actually very that's exactly what I needed to hear over the last few weeks. So I really appreciate that, because it always feels like that. And, you know, there's always like a lot of things going on at all times. And how do I organize it? And how do I get through it? And maybe my music is, you know, pushing me in this kind of subliminal way to see where I need to go and what my next step is.
Yes, I think that's what's happening. And I feel that you feel that time is ticking and you need to accomplish and move forward. And the reason you feel that way is because in a past life, you were a walrus. It conjures up a humorous image, but you spent your entire life laying on a rock, eating fish, and just lazing around like a lazy bastard. And I think it has left an impression on you in this life. And now you're doing the opposite. You're working hard. You're being very focused. And you're trying to accomplish things that are above perhaps your ability at this moment. But by continuing to reach for the stars, you'll eventually reach them.
I really like that. That's great. And, you know, I did channel the walrus. I had the last 2 days off, and I did absolutely nothing besides sit on my bed, a.k.a. my rock, and eat peanut butter sandwiches, a.k.a. the fish, for 2 days. So it was fantastic. Felt so good.
It's in you. It's still in you. It's in all of us. But you spent an entire, I think your last lifetime, you were a walrus. And not even... like even fat for even a walrus. You know, most walruses are plump. You were like the Orson Welles of walry, and you lived a lovely life, and ended up being. I think you were hit by a boat propeller because you wouldn't even move.
Hey, bigger, go bigger, go home.
Exactly, and you did. You went very big, and then you went home.
Well, thanks, Dr.
Wow.
Dingman.
I'm not going to be able to look at you the same anymore after this. Esmeralda,
do you... Cuckoo, Cachoo.
Say that. We're going to call you Cachoo. Cusses. I think we're going to shorten it to Cachoo. Hey, Cachoo.
Cachoo.
Oh, dear.
Up, let me go get these calls. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Dingman.
You're welcome.
Michael's like, okay. He's like, and I'm out. I'm going to get some calls. Dr. Dingman, and I've seen you've even done a reading for my mom, which I thought was really sweet. Because there are those moments, she doesn't use a shuffle on any of that. And sometimes I think people panic, partly because they can't remember. But if you do think about it, is there a way for you to remind people to, you know, how does one go back in their memory to try to figure out what the last three songs were that they heard randomly?
Well, if you listen to music on your phone, whatever app you use, you can just go to the app and hit rewind, you know, hit back, rewind, and it'll tell you the last songs. Pandora does this, iTunes does this, SoundCloud will do this, most of Spotify, I believe, will do this. It keeps a record of all the songs. You just have to back up and see what they are, so you don't have to remember them. But the important thing is knowing what they are, because this is the universe's way of reaching out and communicating with us through vibration, which is the elemental force. It is the elemental thing in the universe. There is no matter. There is only energy, and energy is propagated by vibration, and that is how the universe talks to us, and that is how I'm able to tune into what the universe is saying to each individual by analyzing these song titles and then responding and saying what the movies that are playing in my head are.
Well, let's see what movie plays in your head for our friend, our listener, Myrna. Hi, Myrna. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, good. How are you guys all doing?
We're very good. Dr. Dingman is on the line. Myrna, where are you calling from?
Southeast side of Chicago.
Southeast side of Chicago. I don't even know what neighborhood that's called. Is there a neighborhood name for that?
Yeah, the East Side.
It's just East Side? The East Side. Where'd you go to school, Myrna?
Bowen High School.
Oh, okay.
James Bowen High School.
CPS. There you go. Well, Dr. Dingman is, I believe he's on the line with us. Are you there, Dr. Dingman? Oh, he's not at the moment. We've lost Dr. Dingman. Myrna, do you remember the last three songs that you heard in your shuffle?
Yeah. Okay. I Love Music by the OJs.
I Love Music by the OJs. I'm going to write this down for Dr. Dingman. We might have to repeat it to him when
Okay.
Oh, Myrna, hold on 1 second. Let's take a quick break, and we'll get the rest of the songs. I Love Music by the OJ. I'm just writing this down because I'm going to listen to this while we're on break, just because I want to hear what you're listening to. You're listening pretty late, and we'll take a quick break here. More with Myrna and Dr. Lars Dingman when we come back on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting live from our Allstate Showcase Studio South. I am in Springfield, our state's capital in Illinois, and joining us on the line is Dr. Lars Dingman. Dr. Dingman, we have Myrna on hold, who is from the southeast side of Chicago, from the east side of Chicago, and she has three songs that she'd like to share for you, our iTunes psychic, so you can give her a reading.
Sure. Hello, Myrna. You're from the east side of Chicago?
Yeah, it's as far southeast as you can go before you leave the state of Illinois and city of Chicago.
Oh, well, right, southeast. If you were from the east of Chicago, you'd be a grouper or a fish of some kind.
Okay.
Right, I mean, you'd be in the lake.
I'm right by the lake, actually.
Oh, there you go. All right, well, what are your three songs, Myrna?
First one is I Love Music by the OJs.
Okay.
Wooly Bully by Sam Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yes.
And the next one is from a local blues band. It's called Buzz Me Baby by the Mighty Blue Kings.
All right. So you got Buzz Me Baby, Wooly Bully, and what was the OJ song?
I Love Music.
I Love Music, Wooly Bully, and the third
Buzz
one again.
Me Baby. Buzz Me Baby.
Buzz Me. Okay, so we're talking about buzzing and woolly and love me. You're single, Myrna?
Yes.
Yeah. There's someone. You've been single for a while, I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's someone buzzing around your hive. There's someone interested in you that I don't think you are aware of. It's a dark-haired person who works for the government, either a fireman or a policeman, or I'm seeing male person, male works for the post office. Are you aware of anyone of that ilk who might be kind of sweet on you romantically?
You're pretty close, but Matt doesn't work for the government. Everything is correct except for the occupation.
Okay, what is the occupation?
Construction.
Okay, all right. I'm seeing trucks. I'm seeing blue clothing, like a blue shirt and blue pants and trucks. So there is someone that is buzzing around your hive.
Okay.
Right? Someone that is romantically interested in you. That's the woolly bully. Right? That's the mojo. That is the buzzing. That's there's an increased level of romantic energy in your life right now that's being supplied by this person. But there's something about them that you're keeping them at arm's distance. You're keeping away from them. What is it an infidelity problem or there's something that is frightening or putting you off on this person? What is it?
There's some baggage.
Yeah.
On their part, not mine.
Right. An unresolved relationship with this person that they refuse to resolve. Right? There's another person involved. They say there isn't, but you know that there is.
Correct.
Yeah. You are wise to stay away from this situation because what I'm seeing is there's buzzing going on. You're being circled, but it's not in a loving, open manner. It's very dark and clandestine and doesn't have the purest motives in mind, is what I'm seeing. Okay. I think your instincts are good that you have not allowed the person into your hive, if you know what I'm saying. Save your honey. Right?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You don't... it's good that you have this intuition. And the intuition... you've heard the term intuition before, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, what that really is everybody already knows everything because we all are connected to the universe, right? The example I always use is that the universe is one big tree, and each person, each being, living thing, is a leaf on that tree. So you and I are leaves on the same tree. We're separate and different individuals, yet we share certain things. Our bodies are similar. Our brains work in similar fashions. And there's a collective unconscious, is one way to put it. But there's a vibration in the universe that unites us all. And in that vibration, all the knowledge there is. So on a subconscious id level, you understand that this person is a taker, not a giver. And that's why you've kept your distance. And that we call that intuition. But what you're really doing is you are feeling a negative vibration. You're feeling a disharmonic vibration with this person, even though it may perhaps you are drawn to them because you're physically attracted to them and the companionship and all the good things that come along with a relationship. But you know at a deep level that this is a bad thing. It's like getting your hand burned on a stove, right? You can burn your hand several times, and eventually all you're going to get is black burned flesh. And that's no good because it smells horrible. It's like when you burn hair. You ever burn hair, that smell?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not appetizing, right? You smell that, you don't want to go out and eat a big burger or anything. It's not a good thing. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. So it's good that you are separating yourself from this person. I'm seeing something yellow coming into your life. Do you know a bus driver, a school bus driver?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing that before September, someone that drives a bus, either a school bus or perhaps a municipal bus, will come across your path. And safely, you're not going to get hit by a bus. That's not what I'm saying. But the person that drives the bus will take a fancy to you. And this person, I feel, is coming at you with the right things in their heart. And when that happens, I'm seeing S, so either Steve or Stan or something like that. When that person pops up, and I say it will be before September, you might want to be open and give them a chance.
Okay.
So does that resonate with you at all?
Right, like I said, right now, yellow doesn't mean anything, but I'm going to put that in my calendar for September. Start.
Please do.
Yes.
Paying more attention in August about that.
Right. Also, yellow, I believe, is the caution color for this current person. Okay. I'm seeing a P or an M in this person's name, the bad person that we don't want to connect with. True or false?
Wow.
M or a P?
P.
P, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one then. Stay away. Bad news.
Wow. Okay. It sounds good.
Yep. Yep. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for calling, Myrna.
Thanks, Myrna. Right, thank you so much.
For the reading. Okay,
and
bye-bye.
Let us know. Keep us up to date. Let us know what
because, Myrna, let's be honest. Okay. We're all adults here. There are certain people that just like to hump, right?
Well,
and it doesn't, and they don't particularly have a care or a deep emotional connection to the humpies. And in sometimes that's fine if both people are coming from the same place. But I'm sensing that what you are seeking is a more substantial relationship. Sure, you're human. You love to hump as much as the next person. But you need more than that. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Very much so.
You're seeking an emotional connection as well. And this person, I'm feeling, is lying to you and is after something they're takers, you know, and that's not the kind of person you want to be in a relationship with. You want to be able to take and to give, so it's a symbiotic thing. If it's a one-sided relationship, it's no good for you. So your intentions and your instincts are correct. Stay away from the P-man, is what we'll call him.
Oh,
okay.
I think that goes for everybody. Please stay away from the P-man.
Stay away from that for sure. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling, Myrna.
Thank you, Myrna. Right.
Please call back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Call back once this person arrives in your life.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love it. Thank you so much, Myrna. Wow. Yeah. I think we can all take that advice. Stay away from the P-man, Dr. Dingman.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, he's you heard that. There's only so much I can say on, you know, not public, but commercial radio. But the guy's, you know, he's not good for Myrna. Myrna's best to stay away from him.
Do you hear back from people who have taken your advice? And because I always wonder about that when someone gets a reading, do they come back to you? I mean, I know that there are some people who've told me that the really great things about readings they've had with you or with other psychics. What kind of responses do you get from people as far as follow-up goes?
Oh, people come back at me all the time after I give them a reading, and they'll tell me, oh, my God, you said this and this and this, and when you said it, I thought it was ridiculous and stupid, and then 3 weeks later, I meet this guy, and what you said happened would happen. If you go to my Facebook page, it's iTunes Psychic on the Facebook, a woman sent me a video a couple weeks ago. I had done a reading for her on my podcast, which, by the way, I just found out today is in the top 20 in the comedy podcasts on iTunes.
Oh, congratulations.
All over the world. Yeah. So this woman, Shannon was her name, sent me a video on my Facebook page and said basically that. When Dr. Dingman, when you gave me this reading, I thought it was garbage and it didn't sound true. And within 2 weeks, everything I told her happened. She lost one job. She got a new job. She dumped the boyfriend because he was cheating on her, and she found out that he was cheating on her, and now she has a new boyfriend, and everything is copacetic.
Wow.
All of that happened while at the moment I was telling it to her, she thought I was crazy. And that happened quite a bit.
Well, and you know, for some people, they're skeptical. For other people,
sure,
maybe they're not as aware of some of the things that you're telling them and paying attention to themselves. That's a big part of it, too, is self-awareness.
That is all of it. Paying attention, Patty. You hit it right on the head. The most important thing about being alive, regardless of the lifetime that you happen to be in, is paying attention and being present. And that's what the universe is constantly trying to communicate to people, is by listening to these song titles and feeling the vibrations and understanding them, you're present in this moment. And if you're aware of what's going on, life is so much more simple and so much more pleasurable. It's what happens when we get distracted. Like you're down in Springfield right now and you're distracted with all the garbage that's going on, with your state going bankrupt and all the people that are seemingly acting not in the best interests of the people of your state. It drives you, I can feel it. It drives you crazy. And it's frustrating because they're not paying attention to what they should be paying attention to. And you are, and your job is to tell everyone to pay attention, and people don't listen.
Well, I appreciate everyone that's listening right now, and I appreciate that you came on the air with us to share your gifts with our listeners, and look forward to having you back on next week, and hopefully some details about where we'll be appearing together in July, later this month.
Yes, we'll have to talk about that at a later time. I would love to do that, Patty. You know, seeing you in person always brings a smile to my face.
And this time it'll be a Lou Malnati's pizza as well, so you'll be even more happier. Thank
You're
you.
Damn right.
More
you think
happier.
I'm leaving town without that, you're crazy.
I don't blame you. Have a great evening. Everyone go to iTunesPsychic.com. You can find all of his material there, find some links to some great audio and video. Have a great night, sir. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. Good night to you and good night to Michael.
Wonderful.
And
this
Myrna.
And Myrna and Esmeralda and everybody. This is,
good
by
night,
the way,
Myrna and everyone.
And everyone. And thank you to our engineer, Adam Phillips, for making sure that the show runs so smoothly.